I am ready for Hypnagogue Podcast 351. How about you?
Thank you. Thank you.
And thus do we find ourselves coasting to the midpoint of Hypnagogue podcast number 351. Hi there. My name is John Shanahan. I am your host. Every 2 weeks, attempting to bring you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. All of the music that you've been enjoying in these last 40 minutes or so, and any episodes you listened to previously have come from very kind submissions from artists. Upon whom the show depends. I just sit here and occasionally throw on a microphone in the middle of some really good music. You want to talk about the really good music? That's what we do when we stop the music. We talk about the music. We don't talk about it a lot. It's not a talk show. It's not just a playlist. It's like both. You know what I mean? It's almost like radio. We started off with Tigerius. That's like apostrophe T and Jarius. Or Jerwee. I don't know how to say it. It was a good song, wasn't it? It was called Le Tombeau du Géant, Tomb of the Giants. Yep, looked it up. That is from the album Various Thoughts and Places. The anonymous composer named Glasbird continues their fantastic set of travel-based reflections, this time taking us to Siberia. You always wonder if Glassbird's ever going to come someplace that's warm and sunny and how the music will change. But for now, let's just leave them up there in the cold. It creates great results, album after album. Fantastic work. Still anonymous. That track was called Skating by Call. Memory Scale came after that with A Question of Landmarks from Soft Power. Mr. Forrest Fong returns with an album called Forever Cascades, and he took us to The Land of Nine Rivers on that track. Do I need to tell you how good a Forrest Fong album is? I really don't. You just know that it's a Forrest Fong album, and therefore, it's really, really good. Go grab that, Forever Cascades. Grab all this music, by the way. Il Sol popped up in my shuffle as I was in the car recently, listening to the Holding Tank music, and I said, that's going to be perfect after that Forest Fong song. That was the title track from Il Sol's release, Sarmata, and we closed out with Kelly David, who returns to us with a new album called Elusive, and that track was Distance. I'm not going to eat up much more of your time here. I'm just going to tell you that we are going to continue now for another 45 minutes or so here on the Hypnagogue podcast with music that sounds almost exactly like this.
Thank you. to master weapon.
Beep, 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 beep.
I figured that I needed to find a quiet way to bring this episode to a close, because I kind of ramped you up there a little bit. It got all post-rocky there for a minute, and I thought, let's ease them back out. Let's find something. So hope you enjoyed that 45 or so minute ride. We started with PM Tumala from Abstractions in Mira with It's Still Around Us. Kai Nobuko after that from Ober Attached with a track called Nemesis. That started our little energetic voyage. And you know how it works here. I kind of caught that groove and just kept trying to ramp up the energy a bit. Followed it up with Eloy from Airport Blue with Synth et Amour. Feralia Planitia? I don't know. Sound it out for yourself. Self-titled release. That track was called Master Weapon. I hope the voice thing in there didn't freak you out too bad. You know, I always worry about that kind of thing. Like, I drop something like that in there, and I'm like, oh, someone is going to shit their drawers when this happens. Hope that didn't happen. And if it did, send me your dry cleaning bill. Then we did get all post-rocky with Echo Says Echo. The track was Our Toxic Surroundings. That is from the Pause release. And then I called in From the Mouth of the Sun to help us quiet things down on the way out. The album is Light Caught the Edges, and that was For a Moment, We Were Weightless. That's the opening track on that album. Really, really good album, too. These are all good albums. I highly advise that you go and get them all. And I know I've said this before, but I will say it again right now. If you pick up music that you heard here on the Hypnagogue podcast, two things. Number one, it would be lovely if you had an opportunity to mention to the artist that you heard the music on this program. And second, if the artist is set up to do a name your price kind of thing, say on Bandcamp, please put in something that is more than zero. I was very careful about the way I said that this time, because a few episodes back I said less than zero because I'm an idiot. But yes, if the music is bringing you pleasure and you want to own it yourself, please support the artist by putting in something more than zero. Or just pay for the album if there's a price. Very simple. That wraps up the 351st episode. We will do it again in 2 weeks because it's what we do. Still going to be sticking around in the holding tank. I'm trying to empty out holding tank number one. There are now two of them. That's going to take a little while. But also, you know, lately on the shuffles here sitting around the office, some good stuff coming out of the library. And that library is pretty dang deep, ladies and gentlemen. I could keep this show going for a while just on what's in the library. But I do like to give exposure to new releases from artists. And if you are an artist and you would like your music to potentially appear on the show, please see the submissions page at hypnagoguepodcast.com. I would love to hear your music and consider it for the show. I am done here. I'm going to shut off my microphone to go do things. I'll be back in 2 weeks, and until that time, my very good friends, I bid you all peace and power.